I think I might be getting sick.
What's wrong with you?
I just feel really tired, like unreasonably so.
What have
I've
you done
never this
today?
tired, but I don't. I'm just not saying that. I don't mean for there to be a joke in it.
I farted.
And welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 19th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, AJ Minotti.
Woohoo!
And by our other brother, Chris Minotti.
Hooray!
I told you you're not allowed to lie down.
I'm not lying down.
You're lounging.
I'm lounging down.
So,
lounging around.
It's our 200th episode.
Yay.
So to do something crazy and special, we have the third Minotti brother on here.
You've done 200 of these?
How many have you listened to, Chris?
Probably about a half.
Thanks. Our own brother won't even listen to the damn show.
Sorry, I forget.
We have
easily
hundreds of fans, damn it.
Hundreds.
Yep.
Soon to be thousands, thanks to me.
Yeah, I bet. So here's the show today. Gonna start off with the news. We had TGS, a lot of Vita stuff.
Nintendo had their "we don't like to go to TGS, but we're gonna take advantage of the press it gets" conference thing.
Remember when they used to do Space World?
Yeah.
Chris, you remember Space World?
Space World.
That was when they showed that video of realistic Link fighting Ganon before the
game
came
out. Yes.
And Nintendo used to do their
awesome
own Japanese conference instead of going to TGS. Now they have like plenty of other options.
Yeah.
But anyways, yes, yeah, so we have news. Then we'll do either or, pit Ad Guy versus Chris in a competition.
Yeah, you have to tell me what either or
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Don't
okay
worry. Don't worry. I'll explain it. There's points, though. Somebody may or may
it
not
win.
It's
a contest.
You're going down.
Mike will tell you, I'm pretty good at either or.
It's weird because AJ's been winning. I think AJ's on a ridiculous streak lately, and I am like predisposed to not want him to win.
He tries to stack it
against
that's
just, me. That's just your
win
common nature. So.
Right, but he wins anyway. And then we'll do the new. Well, we'll do our week in gaming, which is basically Chris played Resistance 3. I haven't really played anything.
That's
new.
It. That's all we have to talk about.
I haven't played a whole lot.
I mean, we played League of Legends as always.
I got Kirby Mass. I keep wanting to call it Kirby Mass Effect. Kirby's Mass Attack. I got that in, but I didn't get to play it. So Gears comes out tonight, but so I don't know. All right, but then at the new releases, and that'll be the show.
Okay.
So let's go. What's up?
So okay, we'll start with Nintendo's whatever it was, not TGS press conference that happened right before TGS. The big thing that, well, okay, let's do the actual big thing, I guess, first. The big coup was that they announced Monster Hunter 3G, not 3D, 3G.
Well, that wasn't the big coup. That's good.
That's like the start. It's basically a 3DS port of Monster Hunter
right
Tri.
But
then they announced Monster Hunter 4 coming later.
I can't believe Monster Hunter 4 is not coming to the Vita.
Well, it's kind of like what Atlus did with Persona for so long. Like, why have to redo every asset you have when you can kind of stick with similar technology?
I guess so. But yeah, it's a big deal. The problem is it's not a big deal here at all.
No.
No one cares about Monster Hunter. Chris, do you know what a Monster Hunter is?
I believe it's not around here.
I mean, it is
that's
here.
All I know.
There are people who like it, but it's a very Japanese
I know it's
thing.
It's just gigantic down there. And
yeah,
well, it's sort of is based around a form of multiplayer that is not popular here.
Well, and the thing I don't like about the gameplay of Monster Hunter is you hit a combat animation. It's this long, drawn-out animation. Once you do it, you're stuck in it.
Well, it's very Fancy Star Online.
Yeah.
Like, in
but
that.
It's even slower feeling. I don't know.
Whatever.
Good for them in Japan. I mean, that's what basically kept the PSP alive over there this long, so I mean, kind of a big deal they got it there, I guess.
I couldn't care less, though.
So, I mean, along with this announcement, everyone's expecting, because this is how the whole leak of it started in Famitsu, for them to talk about the slide pad attachment. They did not talk about it at their press conference at all.
Right.
And you left your phone on.
That's my alarm on.
Turn yours off.
Mine's on. I don't know the
that's your alarm.
Oh,
that's right,
because
he was taking a nap before this.
Just because I need to wake up at 8.
Anyway,
okay.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So they didn't talk about it at all at the conference, but on their website, they posted full details of it during the conference. It feels like they forgot.
Maybe they're embarrassed.
They didn't forget. They didn't want to bring it up.
They're
right, ashamed.
So, yeah.
So here's
I think it's a thing that'll be nice and I'll want it, but it looks, you know, clunky.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is that the hands-on reports were that, you know, it feels fine. It's just ugly as all hell.
Right. So, I mean, here's the basic deets. It's coming out December 10th in Japan. for the equivalent of $19.
What was the first one? Coo?
Coo is at least a word, but deets.
You guys suck.
This is great. Double teaming as a guy. But keep going. Don't do the pity voice. I'll just make fun of you more. I'll just start punching you in the face if you make that noise again. I'll get up over there and punch you.
Okay, fine. Let me finish this. It's powered by a single AAA battery.
I hope the battery life is decent with that one AAA battery. Sure.
I can't believe, A, it couldn't draw off the 3DS's power, or B, like it seemed like an opportunity to put a battery in that to extend the 3DS's battery life.
It's like how the Sega CD and the 32X had their own power supplies.
Oh, yeah, and they were all the big bricks, so there's nowhere to plug them in.
Right, even though it was attached to Genesis, seemingly for no reason then.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I
don't
know.
The fact that they didn't explicitly bring it up and talk about it, even though they revealed all the details at the TGS show floor, companies had it on display.
Well, they didn't want to talk about it because...
Well, you got to talk about it.
I mean, it's not like... Just because they didn't talk about their press conference doesn't mean it doesn't exist now. We know it. It's there. I mean, they didn't talk very much about if they're going to support their own games or not. I assume they will for... Kid Icarus, which was just delayed to 2012.
Yeah, well, Kid Icarus is delayed to 2012, so I assume that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, you played it at PAX,
It at PAX,
I mean, it begs for a right analog
I know,
stick.
Yeah, and that's, like, the biggest reason why I'm excited for this.
And so, they also announced that, like, Metal Gear Solid 3, Resident Evil, Kingdom Hearts are all going to use it. A lot of people were saying, oh, maybe this will be, like, only for Monster Hunter, just like the Guitar Hero thing was for Guitar Hero on tour or whatever. But no, I mean... It definitely, I'm feeling more and more that, we're going to see a 3DS redesign.
Oh, absolutely. Well, whenever the 3DS redesign happens, it will definitely just have one.
I just hope they wait more than a year since the system came out to do it.
Usually wait more than a year for a price drop.
Yeah. Let's see. Other stuff we got, some good stuff. Square Enix has a new RPG coming out whose name is really weird, and I didn't write it down, but I'm loading it right now, so I'm going to mumble. Come on, load.
Asking for a
here
face punching.
It's called Bravely Default Flying Fairy.
Wait. Bravely Default?
Yes, that's the title.
As if the default
defaulted to being brave.
That makes no sense.
It's like, I'm going to be triumphantly average.
But default means to not work, right? Or no, be like the...
No.
No, it means...
Like the standard.
The standard.
Yeah.
I don't think they know what the word default means.
No, I don't think you do. You're thinking of faulty.
Well, you know what I mean. But still, my point is that it is not an extraordinary word.
No. It's I hope it's a different title in America.
Bravely Default. What's the subtitle again? Something fairy?
Yeah, Flying Fairy. I assume maybe you play a flying fairy.
I always want this
it
now.
It looks pretty. It looks really cool.
Other games do.
Right.
Is it like, is it running off the Crystal Engine or the White Engine, whatever they call it?
I don't think they've said anything like that.
I didn't see anything about this. I just like this name. Mm-hmm.
It's original IP that capitalizes on the 3DS's cameras and augmented reality features for its gameplay.
Is, who's working on it? Do we know?
What part of Square? It doesn't say anywhere.
Okay. I just like the name. That's what I'm taking from it.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. The other... thing, a couple more games. Fire Emblem coming to 3DS. New Mario Tennis.
That all pleases me.
Yep. And we also find out they're going to, in November, put up a firmware update that lets you do 3D video capture on the 3DS.
Cool.
Addition to pictures. All right. So that's that. Let's go to Sony and the Vita, which was kind of their big focus for TGS.
That's
so first
of all... All you've been seeing lately on Kotaku and things like that is just Vita.
Vita. Yeah, it's just been a Vita.
That's it.
So we got news of the battery life. Also, 3 to 5 hours, much like the 3DS.
I don't understand why people are still surprised by this. I mean,
battery sucks.
3DS battery sucks. It's just going to happen.
Like, when's battery technology going to get really
improved? Well, I feel like that's the problem. I feel like the actual technology is always ahead of the battery technology.
Yeah.
So we're still taxing batteries, no matter what. I feel like maybe we should take a year off of technological advancement and work on the battery, get it all caught up.
But
Jesse. Even with your 3DS, do you guys ever, are you ever like that low? Do you spend more than 3 or 5 hours a day?
Honestly,
playing your
3DS? Where I get bit in the ass with the 3DS is when I put it to sleep and I throw it in a bag or something to take it with me somewhere and I don't remember to put it in the charger when I get home. And then like a day and a half later, even on sleep mode, it's dead.
Well,
see, I've never
used to
had
last
that
for weeks.
Yeah, but I've never, I mean, that's your fault. You forgot.
Yeah, it is my fault.
Look, here's my bed right there. There's my DS. It's in the charging unit thing.
Yeah, so is mine.
All I ever played is in that bed, then I put it right back in there, or I'll maybe take it to the bathroom with me right over there.
Right. My point is, like, they're not, like, they're handhelds. They're not portables. You don't take this anywhere.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't take the 3DS with me very many places now. I have a smartphone now.
Exactly.
But it has taken that spot.
Exactly. But let's see. They did announce an optional external battery. Remember, we had one of those for the Game Gear.
Yeah.
So that'll be a thing. Yeah, let's see. My dog's licking my feet and it tickles.
He'll get bored. Just ignore her.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. They're saying that the Vita can play most downloadable PSP games, and they're thinking about a solution for UMD owners, just like they did for the PSP Go.
And look where that happened.
Yeah. Like, what's the solution going to be?
Here's five games.
Yeah, that no one wants.
I mean,
thanks.
Are there really, come on, are there really like that many PSP games where we'd be like, man, I wish I could play that classic PSP
game? Yeah, I'm kind of over it now, you know? I mean, like, honestly, if there's a PSP game I really want, probably I can download it, and it's like $10 now.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You can do like with God of War, just convert to the PS3.
Right.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Let's see. So the other big thing that we found out this week is confirmed that the PlayStation Vita will be region-free.
Nice.
I mean, but I wouldn't say, like, go import one from Japan, because the 3G probably won't work if you get that one. The PlayStation Store will still be Japanese, so, like, it's more going to be cool when it comes out here, and if, like, there's some RPG release in Japan that you can only get there and you want to import it. I mean, yeah, it's good. I like that. Let's see. Not necessarily TGS related, but Microsoft announced Xbox Live coming to Windows 8.
I mean, about time. Probably going to happen. So, I mean, I don't know what that means exactly. It means, like, you can just look at, like, you can chat with people on Xbox Live.
I mean, you've seen, like, the interface for the new Xbox dashboard?
Not really.
It looks just like that, like the tiles and everything. I mean, this is pretty much the death of games for Windows Live, I think. They're just going to say, fine, just it's all Xbox Live now.
Oh, sure.
Jesse, you're, like, biting me as you, like, what the hell? Go away.
Leave your dog alone. You can do it at once.
No.
That's why you should put socks on. Not leave your gross feet out everywhere.
Or just sit Indian style. Jesse, come here.
I hate you guys. Okay, so what's their called? Blizzard.
What are they? What's the
that
name?
That company that
we made StarCraft.
they've released the character creator. No, not creator.
Skill calculator.
Skill calculator. Thank you.
Welcome.
On their website for Diablo 3, so you can go and plan your character now.
Isn't that like half the fun of the game? Like figuring that stuff out when
and
you get it?
And it's free.
No, people want to do it now. Goodness.
Yeah, so you can print it out and just have it taped to the wall next to the computer so they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I feel like you can figure that stuff out as you go. It's okay. But I mean, you know, it's nice that it's there.
Mm-hmm. As you get a look at all the skills.
Any hope of that game coming out this year still? I'd say no.
It's possible. And doubtful, but possible.
I'd say no. Probably February at the earliest.
Mm. Yeah, it's my birthday. I find this odd that you can do this. So
don't do that, Chris. They can hear that. Stop messing with the microphone.
Don't do that. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Stop that.
You're the worst. Knock it off. Oh, God.
I wish everyone could see, like, the 5-year-old grin on his face. Like, yeah, I'm being naughty.
God. Anyway, so with the latest PlayStation 3 update, there were new terms of service for the PlayStation Network that you have to accept or else you can't use it.
I put it on silent.
Put it on snooze.
My God.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me.
So there's a clause.
Keep going on about this PlayStation agreement. It's very interesting.
I think it's funny. There's a clause in the terms of service that says you're not allowed to, if you accept these terms, you're not allowed to sue Sony.
Does that work?
I didn't know you could do that.
Can you do that? I mean, they were getting sued a lot.
Could you, like, hang a thing on a wall at a restaurant that says, by buying our food, you agree to not sue us if it kills you? Like, is that legal?
I don't know. Because you can't use the PlayStation unless you agree not to sue them. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Doesn't sound. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I've heard of stupider things.
Okay. So Dragon Age 2 is getting some new DLC. Remember they said they were doing that, like, web series with Felicia Day?
Yeah.
So this is, like, going to be DLC to coincide with it, which actually has Felicia in the game, like, the character's model.
Was she already a character in New Vegas?
I didn't hear anyone
talk
about this game, even, like, when it came out.
Yeah.
It feels like that was so long ago.
It did. It came out, like, February. AG didn't care for it very much.
Usually when these games come out, I mean, they have their DLC planned out in advance. I mean, they're
just are they stuck with it? So they just have
kind
to
of.
I don't want this. I tried to play that one DLC that came out. It was just kind of boring.
Oh, really?
I'm done with it.
It's supposed to be pretty good. Oh, well.
Now, shut up, AJ. You didn't even beat Dragon Age 2.
No, I haven't.
Will you admit that you don't like it very much?
It's not as good as the first one. I still liked it fine, but.
You like it fine, but I don't want to beat it.
Yeah.
are you laughing at, Chris?
I like you fine. I don't want to beat you.
What?
I don't know.
Chris,
what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Mike destroying you.
This is why you should listen to this show. He does this all the time.
Great. I love
right
Dragon
in every
Keys.
Way.
I can't wait. Can't wait to not beat it. Oh, it's pretty cool to make it this DLC I will play. With
oh,
Felicia Day.
Good.
God, I'm so sick of Felicia Day.
Why?
What has she done? What has she done?
She makes the guild.
She makes a web series.
Mike,
whoopsie
have you ever
do.
Watched any of that?
No.
Me neither.
It's good.
I
exactly.
Agree with you.
Like, who cares? I'm so good. Like, oh, Felicia Day, she's a Dr. Horrible, and like she's our queen now. What the hell?
Queen.
I'm sick of this. Like, oh, I love Felicia Day so much. I don't care about Felicia Day at all. I don't hate her. Nothing against her.
You're
just
want to go to hell.
Because I'm more to the people who keep elevating
okay,
her for
fine.
No reason. Now she's in my video games. Get out of my video games.
She was in, what did I see? At the Dollar General, I saw a game called Rock of the Dead. It was like a guitar game with all Rob Zombie music, and it prominently said in the front that it featured the voice talents of Felicia Day and Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm like, that's what, like,
I don't know what that is.
Agent, why didn't you buy it?
I should've.
But like, it annoys me because this is our marketing play. Like, oh, nerds like Felicia Day. She's going to be a voice in our game now for nerds. Yeah, go to hell. Go to jail. Go eat some gamer grub.
Gamer fuel.
Speaking of gamer fuel, so we found out what some of Halo Anniversary's Kinect support is. Basically, instead of, if you don't want to have to push the back button.
Oh, I thought that was a Mountain Dew announcement.
No, sadly no. If you don't want to have to push the back button to switch between the graphics, you can just say classic or remastered,
well,
and it'll do it.
It's all going to be voice stuff.
Yeah. What's funny, though, is they weren't ready to announce this yet, but they were demoing the game, and someone, like, I guess said classic out loud, and it, like, switched, and he was like, what was that? And they're like, oh.
Wait, okay. Are you
why don't you just not
wait.
Plug in the Kinect?
Yeah, I'm about to say, are you really telling me that's true? Like, why would the Kinect be plugged in? They're not talking about Yeah, I call bullshit.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Here, you'll like this. Chrono Trigger making its way to iOS and Android.
Oh, nice. I heard about Square Enix releasing some Android software.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's some kind of Final Fantasy Legends game, but people think it might be a new game coming out.
I'm
kind of
surprised that
well.
People that they don't release more classic RPGs for, like, smartphones.
It works well because you don't, you know, the touch interface is suited.
Because you don't
to
need
it.
To be very Twitch
right.
controly.
Right.
Did you see, have you seen anything about this theater rhythm game, Chris?
No.
It's Square Enix is making this game for iPhone. I think just iPhone right now, iOS.
It's coming to 3DS, I thought.
Is it? Is it a 3DS
so.
Game?
I think so.
I just know it's a, I thought it was an iOS game.
I think it's 3DS.
Well, whatever it is, it's basically like a music game, but with Final Fantasy music. And it looks kind of like Elite Beat Agent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think
oh, you're all about that.
Oh, yeah.
You're the master. I don't give you props for much, but that I do.
I was the best at Elite Beat Agents
that,
ever.
You know, Samba de Amigo. I never did beat Survivor on the hardest difficulty.
Oh,
I
did.
I never do it.
I remember I watched you play that level with that dog on a skateboard a lot.
Yeah, Highway that's Star. Right. Highway Star. I just want to say right now, Elite Beat Agents easily the best music game ever.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. Chris disagrees. Chris likes Rock Band.
You like Rock Band.
Yes.
Or Chris likes Rock Band 2, you'd probably
yeah.
say.
Yeah, no, Beatles Rock Band is the best.
Yeah.
Just because I love the Beatles.
Jumping Jack Flash, best final song in a music game ever.
That was
oh, that was so good. Okay.
All right, so Kaji Inafune, the former producer of Mega Man who quit Capcom early this year, just to piss people off. He says that he offered to still work under contract to finish Mega Man Legends 3, but Capcom said, no thanks, we have no need of that.
There is something bitter happened there.
Something weird.
Because they did not get off on good terms.
Well, you hear, too, like, the guy from Nintendo Power played the prototype version, the one that's supposed to be, like, downloadable for $5.
Of Mega Man Legends 3?
Yeah.
He said it was great.
He said it was done. Like, they could release it right now. Like, why not? You just put a file online. It's free for you to do. Just collect the money. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I part of me still thinks they might release that game someday. Just because of, like, I mean, there's been so much press about it. People are still talking about that.
Yeah. It was canceled, what, 3 months ago?
Like, with Mega Man Universe, no one really cared.
No.
I'm just, like, wondering what the next Mega Man thing is going to be at this point.
If about, anything.
Without Inafune.
We can only hope.
Like, what could they do, though? I mean, Mega Man 10 didn't really set the world on fire.
Well,
because
you couldn't do Mega Man 9 again. That
yeah.
was kind of... I'm kind of glad
like
they
that.
Did it, but...
I mean, they need to go all out, make a AAA
yeah, that's what I
release
said.
Mega Man game.
Oh,
they,
no, for sure.
They literally haven't done that since Mega Man 8 was close, I guess.
Mega Man
8 really.
Was kind of under... But they don't, yeah, like, the last time Mega Man wasn't just, like, some cute, cute retro sidey score thing. It was when they did Mega Man X, and that was a big deal, honestly.
Right.
Mega Man Legends, kind of. But just, like, make a 3D Mega Man game. Try it once, at least.
I know, they've never done it.
Like, you made Legends, it was kind of a weird spinoff. Make Look at Ratchet and Clank, make something like that, with but more of a shooter emphasis,
like
I guess.
Like I've always said, the Metroid Prime
design. You can do it. Give it a shot. Here's the problem, though. Don't outsource it to a Western developer like they did with their other games, because apparently that Inafune was talking about how that did not work out well, because they would just disagree on everything, because they're two different philosophies.
Yeah.
What?
Check your computer.
It's fine. The screen just goes black.
Sure. I just like to check.
Oh, my gosh. See, it's recording.
Okay. Good. Okay. Blizzard's talking about 4.3 patch for WoW, which is going to have the fight with Deathwing.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah, you know it better than I.
Listen, so, well, 4.3, the final Cataclysm patch for Warcraft. Things that are they are adding to it. First off, this is pretty cool. You're going to have the ability to take the stats from any item, or most items, and put them to something else. Mm-hmm. So you can get the best stat armor in the game, and everybody would, and they would all look the same. Now you can put that to something else. You can be a really powerful character who wears a cowboy hat.
Pretty cool. That something is funny. Pretty cool.
I talked about this in detail like a month ago, and he wasn't listening.
I heard you, but I'm just saying, it's there.
Okay, I don't blame him.
Yeah, the three new five-mans that will each lead up to the final raid with Deathwing. The five-mans have you going to the future initially to see what happens if Deathwing wins. Then you go into the past with Thrall so you can get something, some item. I don't know what the third one does so much. I know, like, Illidan shows up, too.
Oh, cool.
So I assume in the past because he's Illidan. Dead. Yeah, Illidan's the best. He's the bounty. I mean, he's the Boba Fett of World of Warcraft. He's not the most powerful villain, but he's definitely the most popular.
That's interesting.
And then the new final instance is going to actually be in Wimmer's Keep in Northrend.
Okay.
While the dragons hang out, which makes sense. And the fight with Deathwing, first you just fight him, and then he tries to escape. Then everyone jumps on his back. He flies around Azeroth as you all try to peel off his armor and try to keep balance. Eventually, he'll come crashing down in the giant maelstrom in the middle of the world where the old sunwell used to be that used to fuel all the magic. It's just a big maelstrom now. And then everyone fights him while standing on floating islands. It sounds ridiculous.
I know. I really have to see that.
Well, here's the cool thing, though, they're doing, too. They're going to do, you know how there's the Dungeon Finder? So you can do,
Well,
they're going to do one for raids now. And but the difference is that it's going to be on an easy mode, basically. Ooh. You can play with random people and play through raids now. Initially, only with this last one, but they might add it to the other one.
That'd be cool. Just, like I said, like I mean, that sounds amazing, but quite frankly, the way I've played World of Warcraft for the last 7 years, I've never been on that level of play. I've missed all of the raid content.
I was on that level of play one time, and it is very hard to keep it up.
It consumed your life. I mean, that's all you did for 4 months.
But here's the problem, though. Man, is it fun. And man, is it cool when it works. There's almost no gaming experience like raiding in World of Warcraft.
Right.
It's a complete different satisfying thing, but it's just... And part of the reason why it's so much fun is because you put so much into it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's intense. I couldn't do it for more than 3 months. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
4.3 sounds great. Then next expansion will be announced at BlizzCon probably in October.
All right.
Cataclysm, by the way, great expansion. I didn't really get to see much of the endgame stuff, but... Next.
All right. So this is just funny to me. So you mentioned earlier, Gears of War is coming out tomorrow. We're going to the midnight sale tonight. Apparently GameStop in Britain shipped it out early to a lot of people. A little piece of paper said inside. Did you see this?
Yeah,
it says, congratulations.
Please don't play this.
Yeah. Please keep in mind that this game should not be played until Tuesday, September 20th.
Who would do that?
Yeah, like, oh, I don't know.
I just see somebody like...
Did you see the stat of how many people were online playing?
30,000.
Like yeah.
I'd love to see somebody with, like, the Xbox... With the game in, Xbox turned on, he has the menu selected on the play game. He's just... Thumb over the A button. Looking at his watch.
Should happen? Like he's gonna get banned from Xbox Live.
Just waiting for midnight. Like, oh man, here we go. Any second now. It's like an hour away. He's just sitting there.
God damn it! Damn it! Can't wait anymore. Okay. Netflix. Very briefly to touch on the general story here. Remember they split their streaming and DVD plans up.
Yep.
Yeah, like everyone got pissed, and the reason they did that is because they're basically making the DVD division its own company called Quixster. Mm-hmm. They like had this whole apology for not explaining it well.
Did you get
funny.
That email?
I did.
Yeah.
From the CEO. Yeah.
It's like the CEO was like, I'm apologizing to me. I'm like, it's cool, great. Dude.
I was smiling the whole time I was reading it.
Like,
man, you're humble.
But the big thing with Quixster that is of interest to us is much like the Blu-ray upgrade option, you pay like another $2 a month, you're going to get Blu-rays. They're going to do the same thing for games now, too.
But what is it, $2 a month? What is it?
They haven't said yet, but most likely it'll be like, so what, like one DVD at a time, I think, is $8 a month. So you pay another, let's just say, you know, $2 to $3 a month, and now you can put video games in your queue. Still one disc. So you're either taking a movie or a video game.
Well, what to compare, what's Gamefly? I know you have
Gamefly
that.
Gamefly is the same thing, but it's just games.
Yeah, so but what's the price?
I'm paying, what is it, $24.99 for two games at a time.
What? See, that's kind of crazy.
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, Gamefly gives you some other benefits, too, because they have the option to let you keep a game. It's free shipping. You get it at a used price, but, you get the new case and manual. You get discounts if you're a member every 3 months and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, what's to say Netflix won't do the same thing?
Yeah.
Eventually.
The big differences are Gamefly does have 3DS, DS, PSP games. This will not. And Gamefly is launching their PC streaming service as well.
Oh.
Not streaming, but basically you'll be able to
online
get
store.
Yeah, online store, okay. But you'll get full access to it.
Yeah.
As part of your subscription.
I just use Netflix for streaming Star Trek, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine a lot of people just
right
continue
here.
Using the streaming. But Netflix, I mean, they had to knock their subscribers forecast down by a million subscribers. Their trade value has dropped 50% in the last 2 months.
That.
They really kind of screwed the pooch on this, but whatever. I think Quixster is a really dumb name. Plus, you see, Quixster.com they got, but the Quixster
Twitter
name,
Twitter, yeah.
It's some weed-smoking dude with an Elmo. That's great. All right. So, I don't know if you heard this yet. Did you see about DC Universe?
Free-to-play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you spent $60 on
it? No, you got the special
I am, because
edition.
I got that sweet Batman statue.
Oh, you
statue.
Did the Batman thing. That makes it kind of worth it.
And
right.
Mike and I did a buy two, get one free with that at Best Buy.
I didn't like that game at all.
Well, you can try it again if you like, because what they're going to do is it's going to be free-to-play next month. PC, PS3,
mm-hmm.
download for free even. So you could go on the PS3 store, download it, and get it that way.
I mean, it's just, I just don't even care enough to even download it.
Yeah, the funny thing is that
a lot of people, liked it. It never seemed like
Well, I did like it, but
there was never enough content in the game for me to pay $60 and then pay $15 a month to play it.
But any MMO, if you're playing it, what I do, I just sit there and I think, why am I not just playing World of Warcraft?
Exactly, that's all I do.
When it's free, it's easier for me to do that. If I'm paying for it, I'm like, well, if I'm going to pay, I'm going to pay for World of Warcraft.
Well, but even things like the thing that you think would get you to go to another MMO is something that you really love, like Star Trek or Lord of the Rings.
But
and
even
once
still,
again, you just think, oh, why am I not just playing World of Warcraft?
Yeah. If no one can really compete with that anymore.
No
Star Wars.
Also, I think I did most of my superhero MMOing in the beta for City of Heroes.
That is true.
I played that a lot.
Good times.
I love that game.
The problem with those games is that you have the most fun making your character. Then after that,
it sucks.
Right.
Next.
So you guys see the canceled Avengers game?
No,
I did. It actually looked kind of awesome.
Yeah. So THQ is working this game. Footage leaked from it. It basically looks like Left 4 Dead with the Avengers. Like it's first person.
Whoa.
You're fighting Skrull.
That would have been really
sweet.
Nice.
Right. I just saw the Hulk and Iron Man. Iron Man could fly. He could shoot all stuff.
Yeah.
Hulk had.
It's all first person?
Yeah, it actually looks kind of cool.
They showed a little bit of Captain America. And it's like Hulk, smash, and John Ball's like Captain America, grabs ledges.
Oh.
And also a little bit of Thor, too, like doing like QTEs, basically, to take out guys like God of War style.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked really cool.
That does sound nice.
The graphics look good. I mean, it wasn't done, but you can kind of see where they were going with it. Like I said, it was all first person. It was kind of cool. So the Hulk's perspective with the giant arms out in front.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a shame that got canceled because
I bet we will get
it. Thor and Captain America movie tie-ins get released, no problem. And then this, that actually, they put some thought into it. Nothing happens.
I bet we will get a game. It'll be real bad.
Right.
So rushed.
Make sure recording's just working.
I always do.
Okay.
So
is your microphone on, Chris?
Yeah, it was.
I'm just worried that
the
socks they turn off.
Kind of broken on the bottom. And I'm a little nervous about
it. Just don't touch it because it makes a lot of feedback.
Yeah,
I'm gonna touch it as much as I want to touch it.
Chris, stop touching yourself. Okay, next.
God, last story.
Yay!
So we all talked about how shitty the boss fights are in Deus Ex Human Revolution. Turns out there's a reason for that. They were done by an external developer, Grip Entertainment.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I've never heard of that before.
People outsource things for You're making a football game, maybe somebody else is gonna make your replay station.
Like look at Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood.
Some of us did the multiplayer, sure.
No. Even when you went into a catacombs,
oh, right.
Those were a different story.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the problem, and the people who made these boss fights even admitted they knew nothing about Deus Ex and they mostly make first person shooters. Well, that explains everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. It sounds like they didn't realize what they were making these for. And that's why they're all just fights and they don't take advantage of anything unique about Deus Ex. So, whoops, lesson learned, hopefully.
This is a really attractive box. I just opened up my Star Wars Blu-rays for no reason.
Don't put that away.
I'm not joking. This is a beautiful set.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is cool. I'm impressed.
Bring it over.
What?
Bring it over.
Well, I'll show you later.
You know. You look later.
You said that was your last thing?
Yes.
Oh, you forgot something.
What I forget?
I'm incredibly excited about. Ni no Kuni.
Oh yeah. Studio Ghibli.
Level 5 in Studio Ghibli. Level 5 RPG masters made the last couple Dragon Quests, made Professor Layton, and Studio Ghibli responsible for such animated classics as Castle in the Sky and Spirited Away, made an RPG. They made one for the DS.
Mm-hmm.
That's not being brought over here. One of the reasons why is because there's a companion book for it that you really need to use a lot for a lot of puzzles, and they do not want to translate that.
That's too bad.
This is the PS3 version. It's kind of the main one, I think. And, oh, this game looks beautiful. It almost looks like the boss... the fights are kind of like Eternal Sonata, which Chris actually loved randomly.
That's the only JRPG I ever played.
You bought the faceplate for it for your Xbox.
And it was on there forever until I got my Call of Duty Xbox.
Yeah.
But it's just... It looks like a Studio Ghibli movie. It has animated cutscenes by Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks beautiful. I think it's coming out, they said, early next year.
That'll be good.
Oh, my God. It's like the first time I've been stoked for a JRPG in some time.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. All right, then. Let's do either or. All right, because here's how this works.
News is done. Thank God.
You did fine.
Exciting stuff. I'm not worried about doing fine. This is exciting.
So there's 10 topics first, Chris.
Okay.
I'm going to start with AJ. He'll give me, I'm going to say chocolate or vanilla. Okay. AJ will tell me chocolate and why. He'll tell me vanilla and why. I don't give a point to whoever has the best argument.
You can agree with me. But you could try to out-argue me if you want.
Right. And then at the end, there's a lightning round where speed counts.
Speed? Okay. This is like
you. That's where I win it is in the lightning round.
But see, you win the lightning round because you know me. Chris knows me just as well as
that's
you.
That's why I'm curious to see how this goes.
All right, so November 1st.
Wait, so these are all things that you like, Mike Zors?
Mike already
You don't just have to guess which one I like better, except for the lightning round. But here, just make your argument.
Okay.
Just argue, tell me why.
I'm trying to convince him, but lightning round is knowing what he would pick.
All right, here we go. AJ first. So November 1st, two games come out the same day, Uncharted 3 or Sonic Generations?
I mean, Uncharted 3. I mean, Sonic Generations is going to be sweet, don't get me wrong, but it's Uncharted 3. Like, everything about this game is going to be amazing. It's like Uncharted 2, but better, if you can conceive it. I mean, that game already got a more than perfect score in...
Can it be better than Uncharted 2?
Yes!
Uncharted 2 is, the best game ever.
And this is going to be better. I mean... Okay. Just to drive the point home. We saw at PAX when they had, the recording session of the Burning Chateau.
Mm-hmm.
Between the legit stuff in the game and even the fake stuff, just watching that whole thing just made me sit there going, this is going to be the greatest game ever made. Done deal. Sonic's going to be great. It's going to be good. It's not going to be better than Uncharted. There's no way.
Chris.
By far Uncharted 3. I never played Uncharted 1, and you begged me to play that, and I never did. And then the only Uncharted I ever played, I played 2 only because you bought it for me.
I bought you a PS3, basically. You can play Uncharted 2.
And it was amazing. I loved it. And I was even thinking earlier, if I can only pick 3 games from now until the end of the year to get, Sonic was nowhere near that compared to what's coming out. Uncharted was way at the top.
It's interesting, though, because it's Uncharted 3, which is the next installment in my current favorite series ever, and then Sonic Generations, which is a new installment in my old favorite series ever. Point to both of you, I guess.
Yay, I hardly did anything.
All right, Chris. This week, 2 releases. Gears of War 3 or the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection?
Oh, my goodness. By far, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. This is the same situation with Uncharted. I never played Gears 1. I only played Gears 2. And I guess I'm getting Gears 3 just because, everyone else is, and it's exciting and whatnot. Just a good time to get a new video game, but... I mean, you can't beat Shadow of the Colossus at all. And I've never played Ico, so it's a brand new game to me.
AJ?
Damn it, he literally said everything I would have said, so go ahead, give him the point.
Yay!
Literally, that's exactly what I didn't play Gears 2, I only played Ico.
And the only reason I never played Ico, and Fixer let us borrow his copy, which I believe I still have, was because of the box art.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was so bad. I just assumed it was some terrible game.
Did you see there's the reversible box art for this version? It has the original Japanese. I like that new trend, the reversible box art. Mm-hmm. All right, point Chris then.
Wait, so that when does that come out?
I think Thursday?
No.
Maybe. I thought it was this week. I think it's this week. Well, I guess we'll find out when we do the releases. Right? It's coming out soon.
It's 3D. You can play it in 3D, right?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
You were... All right. I'm like pretty conflicted because Gears of War 3 is a new game. Echo's basically a new game for me. I played it a bit. Never got around to playing too much of it. I couldn't believe, like, not that reviews were bad for Echo Shadow Classic, but they were like 8. How can you give a bundle of two classics an 8? But whatever. Okay, AJ, Phantasy Star Online 2, care or don't care?
It's like the idealized Phantasy Star Online 2 in my head I care about, but probably what's going to end up coming out I don't. For one, it's only PC, which is weird.
I guess kind of.
So far, it's only announced for PC.
Well, you know, games do that all the
play
time.
Play with keypad or keyboard and mouse, or play with gamepad. I mean,
how did you play Phantasy Star 1, though, on the Dreamcast? What did we have? We had a keyboard.
Yeah, the type. But, I mean, you didn't play with it. You just typed. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see if they get it right. Once we know more about the game, my opinion will change. But from what I'm seeing, it's basically... It's still not like I really just want an HD Phantasy Star Online, and that's not what this is. They put like platforming in and like a bunch of bloated stuff. It's like 12 mans, but still in groups of 4. I'm not. I guess is what I'm saying.
Chris.
Well, honestly, I didn't really know. All I knew was that it was coming out.
I don't know much about it either.
Well, that announcement alone had me pumped because. They're calling it 2, not some other
not universe.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. And if they go back to the formula of the first one, then yes, I'll be excited. I'm going to have to say yes. I'll probably end up getting it.
Oh, real quick addendum. If there's a monthly fee on it, forget it.
Have they said that yet?
No.
Point AJ. I think there's a time and place for Phantasy Star Online, and I think that time and place was 2000.
There's a way to do it now,
I don't think
they're not going to do it.
No, I think...
Let's face it. Japanese developers don't understand online games.
You just can't go back home in this case, I think. I remember even when they released like the episode 1-2 compilation for GameCube, and I bought them. I'm like, yes. Yeah. I played for once. I'm like, this is...
That could have just been the poor connectivity from the GameCube.
It doesn't help that we played the Dreamcast version for like 100 hours.
Played it a lot.
We destroyed
How many
it.
Times have we played that first level? How many times have we fight that
But see, I have different expectations now. That I played World of Warcraft now.
Exactly.
Right,
I'm saying they're not going to learn any lessons from it. They're going to try.
But see, saying that you don't like that they're doing new things. I don't mind that
they're trying to do new things, but they're doing it in like a vacuum, pretending that all this other stuff doesn't exist. All
right, let's move on. Chris.
Yes.
So they announced a Final Fantasy X remake for the Vita. Is this good?
Final Fantasy X.
Yeah. Is this good, or do you just wonder why it wasn't 7?
Yeah, I thought they were doing a 7 remake.
They showed like that video of it when they announced the PS3. Not announced.
It should be 7, and I thought that was just the thing that was coming.
Nope.
And we watched you play 10 a lot, and that was about it. I haven't played a single Final Fantasy.
Chris has no stake in this. What you're saying?
I have no stake. Adjika, you win.
What do you think?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'll tell you why they're doing it. Because Final Fantasy X, it was entirely done with real-time 3D graphics. For 7, they would have to rebuild everything from scratch.
But isn't that what people want?
Yeah, but it's hard work.
That's a lot of work. 10, they could basically just kind of slap a new coat of paint on it.
I think the payoff would be pretty good.
I think Chris is right.
The payoff would have been great.
I completely agree with you, but
they're being lazy.
Basically, yeah, exactly. They're being lazy. They're looking for a bit of a quicker cash. I mean, Final Fantasy X is still a good game.
Oh, it's great.
I played more of that than any other Final Fantasy I've ever played, I think. Yeah.
Didn't they have a 10-2?
Yeah,
there was a 10-2.
Oh, my God.
People liked it. I think it's fine. I mean, it'll be kind of cool to play that on the Vita, sure. So I have nothing against it. Yeah, good for
I
that.
Do.
I'll play
I
it.
I think it's
dumb. They should just bundle 10-2 with it. What the heck? Point AJ. It'll be 12 later. Okay, AJ, Ni no Kune, surprises coming to the West or not?
Little bit. Even the title alone.
I assume that will not be the name.
I assume it's going to get changed.
Good.
Yeah, especially in the wake of Project Rainfall and that whole fiasco. Like, you know, I mean, there's a diminishing market for JRPGs in the West. And it's not like... I mean, Studio Ghibli has some cachet here, but really among animation enthusiasts, it's still not really anything that mainstream.
Not entirely,
but
no.
I think the way they'll be able to get that game to succeed here is based on how good it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people actually gave consideration to a Naruto game during the PS3 launch because it looked really good and it sold. So there's no reason why this game can't succeed here.
Chris?
What's the original question?
Are you surprised that Ni no Kune is coming to America or not.
No, I didn't even know it was just an exclusive that was in Japan.
Well, they announced it was coming here during TGS. Point AJ.
Yes. All I know is I'm very excited for it. All
right, Chris. Phoenix Wright or Professor Layton?
Both, which we will be getting. Right?
That's
movie?
You can't answer both. You have to pick one.
No.
It's a game, Chris, not a movie.
Probably Professor Layton. I just see myself more as like a pick up and go kind of game.
AJ?
I've never played Phoenix Wright.
That's not a good sign for you right there.
I'm voting Phoenix Wright. Part of what I really like about Layton is more the story and the characters and the atmosphere and less the actual gameplay. Whereas Phoenix Wright, I like the gameplay and the story characters. I'm going to go with that.
All right, point AJ. Chris, you're on a...
I know.
Down by three right now. Got to pick it up.
Of games in a completely different way than I do.
All right, AJ. Short Vita battery life. Big deal or no big deal?
Probably not. I mean, the 3DS doesn't have it, so it's not like they have competition in that space. And, I mean, honestly, looking at the game types we're getting for the Vita, they're not the kind of things you're going to pull out of your pocket and play for half an hour on the bus. I mean, they're kind of things you have to sit down and play. I mean, I've been saying, I think these new handhelds, the space they're occupying is, if the TV's occupied in the house, you want to play something, or you want to play something in bed, or on the crapper, wherever, that's where these are fitting in. And so it doesn't necessarily need to be that long
Chris,
battery life.
How am I supposed to compete when you say everything?
That was the issue I had.
Try. You got this.
Well, that last thing you said was interesting because I think Nintendo has the same idea with their new console. And, I mean, these handhelds, they're just becoming portable home systems. They're not becoming anything more. Battery life is an issue to an extent to other things, not the 3DS, not the Vita. Definitely Androids and iPhone. Well, Mike's iPhone's fine. My Android's battery sucks, and they need to improve on that. But Vita, I think it's fine. It's not going to be a problem.
Point, Chris. I like the Android comparison. I never hear people complain about Android's battery life sucking, but
that's
it does.
That's the only thing I've ever complained
about.
Bad.
It's terrible.
Other than that, it's far superior to the iPhone in every way.
Whatever. All right, AJ, Persona 4 for Vita or the Persona 4 fighting game?
It's my turn.
What? Is it?
Yeah.
Chris, Persona 4 for the Vita or the Persona 4 fighting game?
Fighting game. Persona, it's such a weird and unique, sure, but it's such a weird concept that I just can't get into too much. But a fighting game with those characters, I think it would just blow us
away. And made by the...
Developed by the BlazBlue?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be good.
AJ?
I say Persona 4 itself, mostly because I've never really played it much. So I think it'd be cool to have it on the Vita. The only issue I have, I mean, I'll recognize BlazBlue is a really good game, but it's one of those really deep ones that I just don't have time to get that into and get good at. It's true. I can play Marvel vs. Capcom because I know most of the moves already from when I played those games back in the day.
BlazBlue is not any more complicated than any of those other games at all. Not whatsoever. Mortal Kombat is...
At the higher level, I would agree. Maybe initially.
Right. Yeah. So,
I'm terrible at learning fighting game combos like that, and I thought I was pretty good
at
BlazBlue.
The interesting thing BlazBlue did was that every character had, the A button was just, a series of special moves for them.
Right. But then the other thing, too, is fighting games in general on a handheld doesn't really do it that much for me, because half the fun of it is playing it on, a shared screen with someone.
Well, Persona 4 fighting game has not been announced for a handheld, so you lose.
I thought it was coming to Vita. Nope.
Yeah.
Damn it! I just exposed myself. Oh, I was winning it.
So far,
it wasn't
only announced for arcades.
Oh shit!
It'll be coming to systems. All right then, AJ. 3DS nub attachment. Upset that you have to buy it, or just happy to have a second nub?
I'm happy to have it. I just feel like it should have been in the first place. I mean, yeah, I'm glad it's going to be there, but the design is shit, and here's why. When you look at the pictures, the nub is directly to the right of the buttons. How the hell am I, you gotta, reach your right thumb across to get to the buttons. Then if, the game still needs you to touch something on the screen, you have to have, gigantor hands for this thing. I know.
I wonder if the guy who designed the first Xbox controller.
I think he might have. Seriously. I have no issue with an attachment for a second slide, but the design of this just makes no sense. It looks awful.
Chris.
I am thrilled to have it, because I just think back to Super Mario 64.
and just controlling Mario with the touchscreen. It was just a miserable, painful experience. And just to have any second analog controller.
I mean, when you think like playing Metal Gear Solid 3 on the system,
it's not possible.
If you took someone and said, here is my extensive collection of every PS2 game ever, what would you like to play? And they say, oh, I'm going to play Metal Gear Solid 3. And they go into your collection to the M's, and there's Metal Gear Solid 3 and Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence with camera controls, which should have just been in the title. Which one do you think they're going to grab to play?
Chris wins. Hey, Jack, where else would you have them put the nub if it's an attachment? It can't go under the face button.
I would have thought of like snap on the front or something.
Besides, everyone who touched it seems fine.
Yeah, I was thinking it.
All right, Chris then. Rage, care or don't care?
Don't care because I don't know. I know, you know, it's coming out.
It's that epic game that, you know.
It's id.
What?
Id.
It's id? Why did I say epic? I bet. Id.
Oh, I thought you meant like epic, like it's going to be sweet.
No, probably not. It's I saw it. It's basically just, it's kind of like single player Borderlands.
Yeah?
Prettier.
Single player
really
Borderlands.
Pretty.
AJ, what do you think? Chris doesn't think much on this one.
I have nothing,
I'm pretty
nothing
excited
about
it. I saw, actually, a few months ago, I looked at a pretty extensive gameplay demo of it, showing how, like, these turrets you could drop worked, and just something about the way these turrets worked was very unique, very cool looking. The gunplay looks good, graphically gorgeous, and John Goodman plays one of the main characters in the game.
No way.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking sweet. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, for some reason, I really like a lot of people say they're sick of them or they're dreary, but I like post-apocalyptic shooters. Mm. I loved Fallout. I loved Borderlands. I'll probably like this.
I don't know why you guys don't like Fallout New Vegas. Anyways, all right, so that's that. AJ's up by one. Time for the lightning round.
Who got the point on the last one?
What?
Who got that
you
last
did.
Point?
You did.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
Okay, what's the score then?
Or, I don't know, you're up by one. That's all that matters.
So,
0.8. Six, well, four. Now here's the lightning round.
That's
lightning round, awesome. There's no pauses. Don't wait for turns. I'm going to say, like, again, chocolate or vanilla.
Chocolate.
Exactly. Got to be fast, and I'm going to move on to the next one. So speed
how many
count,
are there?
Five.
So it's just an answer, no explanation.
Right.
No, just an answer. You have to pick the right one, but you have to be fast, too.
To your taste.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
DDD or Meta Knight?
Meta Knight.
Luigi or Waluigi?
Luigi.
Waluigi.
No, damn it.
Kirby's Dream Land, two or three?
Two.
Enterprise D or E?
D.
E.
Energy Punch or Fire Sword?
Fire Sword!
Chris wins.
Destroyed. Did I miss any, Mike? Just Luigi I missed.
You missed Luigi. Couldn't move on to Enterprise D and not E.
I knew it was D, but then he said it, so I figured I'd say E just in case. D.
Gotta go with the classic there. All right, then. That's that. How's Resistance 3 then, Chris?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it a lot. I've only played maybe 2.5-3 hours of the gameplay. I've given it a chance in 3D with standard controller, 3D with the move, and then just 2D controller and move.
How's the move work?
The move experience, I mean, I don't have much experience at all with any of these like first-person shooters, even though I've had Killzone 3 and maybe played it for 20 minutes on the move. And my frustration is it, and Adj Guy tells me this is standard.
Yeah, like, okay, wait. You argue about it. I didn't see what you wanted instead, but go ahead, explain.
Okay, so all it is, like, it's your standard screen, you know, that you're looking at. Normally with the controller, you move the right analog, the whole screen moves. Like,
yeah,
much like
you
how you move your head. Now with the move, it's the whole screen and just the cursor.
Right.
So that's like moving your eyes but keeping your head stationary. I guess that's an analogy to it.
Remember Metroid Prime?
It's so hard. You can't turn hard enough to see where you're going.
Metroid Prime 3 Corruption did the same exact thing.
That's just all motion control shooters.
I'm just saying, you played through that. Like, did it bother you in Metroid?
No, not at
but
all.
But Metroid's a slower game, I guess.
But with, yeah, there's so much going on sometimes. I mean, I just did this fight on the boat on the Mississippi River, and there are constantly people coming down. And you just cannot do that with the move controller. I really wish it would work. And
You might just be able to tweak the sensitivity.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I have it stat. As high as it can go, and it's still it just
so you,
feels
so
slow.
So you just feel like the turn speed isn't fast.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I wish it was
the game of like a quick turn button where you could just turn 180 degrees.
Not that I
that might help.
Not that I've seen, but there's also the complaint of when I play in 3D, the game crashes. It freezes.
Oh, really?
Constantly in
really?
3D. And I went to research about it, and I guess there's other complaints of it. I don't know. So my option, like I risk playing it in 3D just because it's sweet.
But any like multiplayer game that has 3D capability, I'll play the multiplayer in 2D. Just because I feel like, too, like, I don't know, sometimes the 3D may lose its effect. And when you're playing multiplayer, especially Call of Duty or whatever, you got to be precise and right.
I got you. Don't want to slip things.
Yeah.
How's it look?
For a 3D experience, it's beautiful. I love it. I like the 3D effect. But when you look at, like, the character animations, like, during the gameplay, I don't know, that kind of bogs it down a little bit. The cutscenes are great.
Like the Halo syndrome. I mean,
how can cutscenes not be good now?
It's like, yeah, how is the story? Because I heard, like, it's trying to be more of, like, a personal story than, like, a big world story.
And I like games that do that because you're this, you know, you're this family man, and it makes you feel much more down to earth, like you could be this person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And not like I'm a Master Chief.
Saving the world.
Yeah, I'm a false masonry. Exactly. What was the other guy, Nathan Hale?
Yeah, Nathan Hale.
You guys want to hear slight spoilers for the end of Resistance 2? Because I heard this.
Resistance 3, it had like the recap.
He dies,
and I never played 1 or 2.
Yeah, he's killed by the guy that you play as in 3.
Yeah. It's an interesting twist.
Why was he?
Because
for Resistance 2. But
he was infected. From what I got from the 30-second intro about it, Nathan Hale was infected from the Chimera, and he was about to die, but he was able to fight it a little bit. So the, like, doctor guy who's looking for the cure and everything was able to extract blood samples and get a cure going. But then I think Nathan Hale kind of lost control, and this one guy who you play as now in the third one didn't feel safe about it, and
so
shot him. And then they banned him.
Cool.
And this one's, like, 3 years later or something, 2 or 3 years later, maybe more. And you're in this underground bunker. And
did you try the multiplayer at all?
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right.
It's definitely... From the two big PS3 FPS releases, Killzone 3 and this by far just, I think, destroys it.
Well, I think that once Uncharted comes out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
like, the weapons and everything are cool.
Oh, they're so sweet. What I like is, like, you know, guns always have secondary
fire,
yeah. But the secondary fire in this game, they're really interesting. They're great. Mm. The one for just your basic assault rifle... You shoot, like, this little laser that attaches to the guy, and wherever you shoot your bullets, the bullets are
homing. I remember that.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little bit. I played so Resistance neat. 1, that one.
Yeah. See, the good thing they fixed, because in Resistance 2, they limited it to, like, a Halo style, two weapons at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
And they said it was stupid, because, like, you entered an area, and, oh, here's, like, the auger, so I guess I need the auger now, so
exactly.
I'm going to pick it up. Now
take
I can just
what you
have,
can.
But now you just have everything.
Everything.
That's
yep.
smart.
Good. You play anything else you want to talk about, Chris?
Let's see, I finally beat Ocarina of Time on 3DS.
Zelda.
It's amazing. I'm playing and getting frustrated with, what's the free one?
What?
Crap, Zelda on 3DS.
Oh, Link's Awakening.
I can't remember.
It wasn't free.
I played it so many times.
You bought that one, remember?
Did you? I thought it was free.
Link's Awakening?
No, like when 3DS first came out.
The Game Boy one? It wasn't free.
It wasn't free. You paid $4 for that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you paid money.
It was like a free incentive for the
20. No. They're the Four Swords is gonna
yeah,
be
that's
free.
Gonna
ooh,
be
that's gonna be cool.
Here.
We
That'll
can all
cool.
play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
played.
Zelda 1 and 2 for the NES.
Yeah, I got all those. Yeah. Playing some Rock Band, of course.
Really? You still playing Rock Band? God.
Like, I play like a song every week.
I was gonna stop him there then if he's playing Rock Band.
Well, the only reason I got it was because a Wizard Pack came out. I just had to get it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They released a Mega Man Wily's Return for the 3DS.
Wily's Revenge,
that's right.
Yeah.
I was getting mixed up with Wily Wars, which is like a weird re-release. But
Wily Wars is like 1, 2, and 3 for the Sega Channel.
Yeah, something weird. But it's just the first Game Boy Mega Man game, and I get them thing. And it's good. Yeah. It's very hard. I know a lot of Mega Man is real hard. This one seems to be especially hard for some reason. Interesting, though, because like a lot of those early Game Boy games, like, they just kind of zoom in the thing a lot, so only half as much stuff is on the screen at a time. So it's like you're only fighting like a couple enemies at a time. You can't see very far ahead of you, which kind of makes things difficult. But it's Mega Man. I'm happy to have it. I can't wait to get to like Mega Man 5 on the Game Boy. That was the one with like the planets.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that was great.
That was cool.
Actually, I think the game I've played the most in like the past 2 weeks is called Dragonfly on the Android. And it's just
it's a ripoff of Tiny Wings on the iPhone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a straight
ripoff. I saw you playing that once, and I thought it was so dumb. And I played it on your iPad.
Yeah.
I hated it.
But you love dragon wings.
This is another instance of me telling you something sweet. You don't believe me. Then somehow randomly you try it, and then you tell me how awesome it is.
Because you hide things up like crazy.
Why don't you guys just listen to me?
You're usually wrong.
It would have taken 3 seconds of effort on your part to prove I'm wrong.
The game's not that great, okay? I'm sorry I said it.
He hates dragon flies or whatever.
He's uninstalling it from his phone right now.
All right, did you play anything? Played some League of Legends.
I started playing. They released the new Dungeons and Dragons Facebook
game. I've been playing that, actually. That's true.
I just started it.
I like
so
that.
It's okay so far.
I like that. Like you can have your other friends' characters be in your party.
What is
it's
it?
It's very short.
It tries to play a little more like actual tabletop D&D to an extent. You're not rolling dice or anything, but it's got kind of those.
The battle experience is very similar.
Yeah,
and without as much of the role playing, obviously.
I don't think I've ever played a Facebook game.
This was basically
maybe Bejeweled.
Yeah, Bejeweled Blitz.
Yeah,
kind of my first like real big one of this new social age of gaming.
Yeah, I'm starting to burn out on Sim Social. Finally,
that's all you talked about a week or two ago.
Right, I know. All right,
we should go to let's go topical 2.0.
Oh, that's right. What did people say last week?
All right. Well.
We
ask a question on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So we got a late response to our question about Dragon Quest X Online from Mark Whiting.
Did you hear about Dragon Quest X Online?
No.
They're making an MMO for the Wii.
The Wii.
And it's going to eventually come to the Wii U as well, but it's first coming out on the Wii. It's Dragon Quest X.
Oh, not my goodness.
What?
Are you serious? Why not just wait?
Let's see what Bae said about it.
So here's what Mark says. Look, people, as a JRPG-starved Wii owner and fan of Dragon Quest, I'm probably one of the more accurate target demographics for this game, and even I find the whole concept ludicrous. I will not play it, Sam I Am, especially not with friend codes, no mic, no story, and on the goddamn Wii.
What happens when you have to install the game?
You can't install the game. There's half a gig of flash memory on that thing, unless it comes with a USB hard drive.
What a bad idea. I just don't get that. All right.
That's good fun.
So our last week's question, though, was with the reveal of the 3DS slide pad attachment, state of software on the system, and competition, his holiday. Nice typo there, as a guy. This holiday, how do you think the 3DS is going to do in the long run? Yeah. Chris Wennington says poorly.
Well said.
Yeah.
I disagree. I'll get to it later. Mark Wang says, doesn't that bolt-on battery-powered thumbstick seem rather like the same kind of desperation you imagine to find frequent customers of male enhancement pills bought over the internet in a word failure? Roman says, bashing the 3DS is the flavor of the year. It'll do fine. I seem to recall some pretty dark times as an early adopter of the DS, and we all remember how that one ended up. I guess it never had a second D-pad bolted on it, though. I mean, there's a lot of doom and gloom. I think it'll be fine in the long run. I want to see what happens this holiday with Mario and Mario Kart.
Mario Kart now has first-person gyroscope mode.
Sure, whatever. I'll be sure to turn that off.
Yeah. Funny story, quick aside.
Go.
I was playing Zelda and we were coming home from your place last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was driving the car and I was playing. And we took the one exit ramp that's just like a clover leaf where it takes a wide turn. And
okay.
As I was trying to line up a shot with a hook shot and the view just started turning.
Oh, man. I know exactly what you mean. When I played the
play games in cars, I just get sick.
Very short burst.
When I did the Force Temple, Ganon through the paintings. Like, I was playing it, and I was like, wait, this is amazing. I just kicked my chair up, I stood up, and I was just going everywhere with the...
Yeah, that's cool.
It was
you could
awesome.
Do that. But yeah, like I said, I'm like trying to play in the car, and I couldn't do it because if Dad took a turn, the view turned.
Well, just compensate.
No.
All right, anyway, so...
No, I agree.
This week's community question will borrow from either or here and ask if the short Vita battery life is a big deal or not a big deal. So go to our Facebook page and... Or go to our website. That's going to launch, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end.
Okay. We have a new website. All right, then. Let's get to the releases. Gears of War 3.
This might take a while.
Yeah,
or is this just for the week?
The week.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming out finally.
It starts.
Gears of War 3, so 360. Get ready for that. F1 2011, 360. Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 2 for the normal DS. Some people liked the first one. I guess it's basically Dragon Quest meets Pokemon.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't know this was coming out.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 HD and Resident Evil Code Veronica HD have been released in PSN in 360 marketplaces and whatever. That's pretty neat. Also,
I like Code Veronica.
I will say, with Resident Evil 4, though, I really liked playing that on the Wii.
Well, is this going to have Kinect or Move support?
I think on the PlayStation it has Move
really? Support. Really? Because that would be kind of awesome. That might be kind of awesome. Yeah, Resident Evil 4 is the best one. Right? Call of Duty, Black Ops Resurrection for PS3 and PC. Did it already come out for 360?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of zombie maps. Supremacy MMA for PS3 and 360, another MMA game.
It's pretty bad.
Blah, blah, blah. Shin Megami Tensei Persona 2 Innocent Sin for the PSP. Now, Persona 2 is actually two separate games. Innocent Sin, and then there's another one, I can't remember the name. But we got the other one originally. We never got Innocent Sin. Huh. This is the first time. Although, GameSpot does not seem too impressed with it, with its 5.0 score.
Yeah.
La, la, la. Fallout New Vegas Lonesome Road DLC. Kirby Mass Attack. I will have some opinions on that next week. Railworks 3 Train Simulator 2012 for the PC.
All right.
What's coming out? Well, I didn't see the Shadow of the Colossus or Ego thing. When is that coming out then?
Maybe that's next
you're,
week.
You're scaring me, Mike, because I didn't think that
it's
was
next week.
Week.
September 27th. Calm down. Oh, it's coming soon.
You got me so excited.
Be excited. Although apparently Cooper Rock is coming out next week too.
That makes a little more sense.
But, all right then.
Get ahead of yourself.
Wait a minute. Just quick aside. The X-Men Destiny game comes out next week.
What is that?
I haven't even seen anything.
Are you sure this isn't like an old, like...
Since September 27th.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the one made by Dennis Dyack.
No. Oh, yeah. Right.
That comes out? I assume that was like a year off.
I don't believe that. Maybe they mean 2012. I assume there's a typo involved.
Okay.
I'm going to wiki it real quick while you talk about our website.
Okay. So, this is our 200th episode. So, first of all, 200 episodes, because that's cool.
Apparently it's coming out, by the way, so there you go.
All right, cool. So, thank you to everyone who's been listening to the show all this time to get us to 200 episodes, which, in my wildest dreams when we started doing this 4 years ago, I never thought would happen, so yay. So, to celebrate, we've done something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time, and I saw this as a good excuse to finally go and do it. So, we have a new website. Instead of going to our WordPress site or whatever, you can now go to ebpodcast.com. So we have our own website. We have community features there. We're going to start. We'll keep them on Facebook as well. But we're also going to post all the Let's Go Topical 2.0s on the site. And you can answer to them right there on the site. The other cool thing, since we're on like our own host and everything, I now have the entire 200-plus episode backlog available. So now, unlike before where we can only go like 10 episodes deep, every episode of the Exploding Barrel Podcast is available for download right now. I would like to take a moment to thank Stuart Simpson and Michael Pilon for finding two episodes that were missing from my archive that they had them. So thank you, because you guys kind of
saved. How'd you lose those?
One, the file was corrupted, and the other one just was missing.
Wow.
So thanks, guys.
And there's a new look now, so you download this, the picture is different.
Yeah, it's all fun stuff.
More fancy Photoshopping.
And Illustrator this time. Yeah. And then the last thing, too, if you subscribe on iTunes, you have to do nothing to change. In fact, you may have noticed that some things already changed automatically. If you subscribe to the show just through the RSS feed, there's a new feed. So if you're listening to this, I'm still going to post on the old feed for like another couple weeks, but you should go to the website, subscribe to the new feed. I know there's people we have on the Zune Marketplace. I resubmitted the feed to there, but you're probably going to have to resubscribe to that when it happens. Just watch the site for the change, and I'll say on here when it happens. But yeah, we're going to keep adding some more content to it. Right now I have a page where you can go get access to what I call our storylines. So like I have the episodes marked where we had Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy, our Games of Years Past series.
All that good stuff.
Yes.
So, yep.
So go check it out.
Go to EB Podcast.
With Facebook.
EBpodcast.com. Let us know what you think about the PlayStation Vita's battery life. Chris, thanks for joining us. See, that wasn't so bad.
Yes. So are you gonna do this forever?
Like, probably do for it. I mean, if
you could jump in.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought it went well. I think you did fine.
I kind of
think it good.
Rubbed the microphone on my beard a lot, not even realizing it. So you might have some extra editing to do.
Sweet, good. Keep you busy. All right, everyone.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the 200th episode of the Exploding Barrel Podcast. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yay.